News Hit.
Hi, it's Rob with your news on demand. Not everyone is on board with the government's plans for night racing for the Gold Coast 600 in 2021. Some restaurant and business owners along Tedder Avenue are concerned moving the event under lights will lose them business. Apartment sales on the southern Gold Coast are driving up the market and the average price. Nearly 50% of the 153 units sold in our city in the past quarter were on the southern end. The average apartment there going for more than $900,000, according to the latest data from Urbis. The coast has also set a new record for unit prices overall, the average apartment now going for $876,000. We're a step closer to having a public national register of child sex offenders. It's after the state and federal police officials agreed to start working towards a more transparent approach to keeping Australian kids safe. You might want to think about catching public transport if you're heading to the Gold Coast show. There will be some traffic changes around the Broadwater parklands from tomorrow as more than 50,000 people flock to the free event across the long weekend. Police are warning there could be some delays and congestion on the Gold Coast Highway at Southport, with the speed limit being dropped to 40 k's an hour. And anyone with the morning off is being invited to have a cuppa with a copper and check out their chopper at Carrara. The Coffee with a Cop event on at the Gold Coast Sports and Leisure Centre from 10 o'clock is part of Road Safety Week activities. In sport, the Indigenous All-Stars game is returning to the Gold Coast next year. The NRL pre-season game featuring the Australian Indigenous and New Zealand Maori teams will be played at Cbus Super Stadium on February 22 next year. And Callum Archie is the latest Gold Coast Suns player heading for the door, the 21-year-old asking the club for a trade after playing only one game for the Suns this year. And for more news on demand, download the app via your smart speaker or at our website.